This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, it's Tuesday, June 30th here on the DJV radio program with excerpts heard here, there, and everywhere. It's amazing the world that we live in and how far and wide what you say may be heard. Thus the reason for inviting John Bolton to be on this program. He'll be here in a couple of minutes. We'll talk with him about his book, The Room Where It Happened. Well, I don't know whether I'll talk to you. The ladies can talk about the book. I got some other things I want to ask him that are pertinent and part of the pieces of the pie that are put together here. And so, you know, this is, I believe that we need to have all people heard. It may be that some of us are more critical of him than others, but I do believe that he have a chance to be heard because he's got interesting. He's got an interesting way about him, as much as anything else. We've noted that in various ways on this program. So in a couple of minutes, John Bolton will join us. One of the other things that is on our mind today, the importance of wearing masks and whether or not that spreads the slows down the spread of the disease. Experts agree on the importance of wearing masks to slow down the spread. Some people are noticing skin issues, however, related to these protective face coverings. Let's see if we can get some more on that from Smitha Rao.
While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerist Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerist Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, one in six Americans gets sick by consuming contaminated foods and beverages every year. Salmonella is one culprit.
Each year in the United States, over a million people get sick from salmonella infection, and somewhere between 300 and 400 people will actually end up dying from it. So it is a serious condition and something that is relatively common.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nipuni Rajapakse says young children, the elderly, and people with a suppressed immune system are particularly at risk.
And so any time that you're eating a food that has not been heated to a high enough temperature to kill off the salmonella bacteria, you run the risk of getting infected with this if you ingest it.
Besides cooking things like meat and eggs thoroughly, Dr. Rajapakse reminds us to also be very careful during food preparation to avoid contamination between your meat and things like fruit, vegetables, and salad. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
10 past or so here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and John Bolton joins us, the author of the book, The Room Where It Happened, and it goes on, it's a White House memoir. I would say to you, Mr. Bolton, that we don't know you other than the information that comes from various news sources and from your own appearances on programs, and you've been around for a long time, had a lot of public service. And so I have a couple of different questions that sort of bring us into the book. But before we get started, Jennifer Horn is here, and I thought she would be the one, because we are represented by the right, the left, and the middle here. And Jennifer is sort of on the right. So I thought it would be good for her. Well, you know.
Hi, Ambassador. How are you?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Nice to speak with you.
Well, I think I'm kind of maybe one of the few who haven't really sided up in all of this. I am, just in full disclosure, a Trump supporter. I'll still vote for the president. But I have to say I've always respected you and your work. I felt great when you were brought into the administration. And probably my foreign policy would line up more with yours than it does with President Trump's. But I've heard a lot of people ask you about why you took the job. Obviously, you live a life of service, and so when your government calls on you, you do that. But why do you think the president actually called on you? Because both of your philosophies when it comes to foreign policy are so totally different from each other. I scratched my head going, wow, how is this going to work? Clearly, it didn't work out so well. But why do you think you were called on to begin with?
Well, the I describe in the book, The Room Where It Happened, in the first chapter, really how I got to the job over a period of time. And I had a number of conversations with Donald Trump and others in his entourage. And the president said several times as we discussed issues, you know, I've watched you on Fox News for years. You sound, sitting in front of him in Mar-a-Lago or up at Trump Tower, you sound just like you do on Fox News. So I've been accused of a lot of things over the years. I've never been accused of being shy about my views. In the meetings I had with him right up until March of 2018, when he did offer me the job, we went over issues like Iran, Iraq, North Korea, China and Russia, really adding to what he had seen of what I'd said on Fox News and in op-eds and radio programs over the years. So I don't think it was any secret what my views were, and the fact that he offered me the job was an indication to me that that we had plenty of things in common that would allow us to work together. And I did think I could make a contribution. It's an honor to be asked, that's for sure. And you know, in the early days, one of the first things that happened was that the president was able to do what he said in the 2016 campaign he wanted to do, which was get out of the Iran nuclear deal. He had been trying for 14 months at the beginning of his administration and been frustrated by some of his own advisors. And I came in 30 days later, because he wasn't being frustrated anymore, we were able to get that done. So that's why I think the sort of the narrative of the book over the 17-month period shows that what I concluded unhappily was, to disagree a little bit with your characterization, I don't think the president has a philosophy when it comes to national security. I don't think he's a conservative.
Do you think that's a bad thing? Because here's the reason I voted for him, and I can only put words into, I think, a lot of people who have voiced support for the president. It was something different, because what Republicans were doing for a long time was not working. There was not a lot of coalescing behind certain ideals between Democrats and Republicans. So you have a guy, and you've heard this before, who's an outsider who comes in and he shakes things up and he tries something different. Is that bad? I mean, do you think, how impactful is that going to be, and why do you think it's a threat to us long term?
Well, I'm not saying he's a squishy liberal Democrat either. I'm saying he doesn't have a philosophy. It's not the way he thinks. He's not grounded in philosophy or grand strategy or policy. He's grounded in Donald Trump. And what I saw, and I lay this out in The Room Where It Happened repeatedly, where he would come to decisions on national security issues, typically in these cases, decisions that I largely agreed with, but he'd come to them because he feared the consequences of basically a revolt among Republicans on the Hill if he did something different. So once he is freed from the electoral constraint of having to get reelected if he wins in November, and that political guardrail comes off, he's not tethered by a philosophy that I think anyone can discern. I think he will then look at the Trump legacy, and who knows, that's a 4-year long period of uncertainty for us. Now, I've said in response to questions, I'm not voting for Joe Biden by any stretch of the imagination. This is a very unhappy election for conservatives. I'm going to spend my time politically working to help keep a Republican majority in the Senate. I think that's the most important thing at this stage, whether Trump wins or loses.
So we're talking to John Bolton, who's the author of The Room Where It Happened, obviously the reference to the room where the call was made. I got to hand it to you, sir. Getting 500 and some odd pages out of that, I think is pretty astounding and quite the accomplishment. Before I ask my question, Victoria Keelan has something for you. So go ahead, Victoria.
Hi, Ambassador Bolton. My question is coming from the left. Were you surprised by, or were you prepared for the sort of, I don't want to say backlash, but you've gotten some guff from people on the left condemning you for not testifying during the impeachment and sort of saving it for the book. Were you anticipating that would happen?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I've been criticized by the left for a long time, so it's hard for them to get past that. But what I was concerned about at the time was the mismanagement of the impeachment process by the advocates of impeachment. In the book, I call it impeachment malpractice. There is a pattern for how you successfully go through impeachment. It was one followed during the Watergate crisis when Richard Nixon, he wasn't convicted by the Senate, but he was forced to resign because Democrats like Sam Ervin and Republicans like Howard Baker worked together. The impeachment process as initiated in the House was bitterly partisan. It guaranteed a partisan result in the Senate, and I'm convinced that whatever I had to say on the subject, even if I had testified, would have gotten lost in the shuffle. I don't think it would have had any impact given the bitterly partisan nature of the entire affair.
One of the things that I find interesting, we refer to you as a hawk often. I'm going to use the word in a different context because it seems that the president has helped you a lot hawk the book. You were out to sell the book and everybody understand. I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, you haven't needed so much publicity as many of the people who write books like this do because the president has been so visibly, I don't know if he's shaken. You can't have been surprised by his reaction, but are you surprised how much it's helped you? I'm figuring that you're doing okay selling this book because, you know, he continues to rail against you like he does with people he doesn't like. Is there any surprise in that for you?
Well, not really, and I don't understand. This is the president's not really acting inconsistently, though, and that's why I'm not surprised by it. His family's trying to suppress a book by his niece. So, you know, when people write things you don't want the public to know, you know, there are different ways to deal with it. One is to answer them factually, to say, well, here's where I disagree, here's where it's wrong, so on and so forth. Whereas the Trump answer is try and find a way to suppress it altogether.
Well, in this circumstance, as often happens, when it's like telling a child, well, you can't do that, the child wants to do that. So we've talked about this book off and on this program since it came out, and I just kind of laugh about it's not my show's not this program's not a political show necessarily, but there's a lot of psychology involved, and when somebody tells you not to do something, it usually ends up backfiring, and so you've gotten a lot of help here. I will tell you, I find it an interesting read, and I have not always been a fan of yours either, but I wasn't being facetious when I said, God love you for coming up with 500 pages, and because I was a former English teacher, I appreciated all the notes in the back of the book. It's well annotated and speaks to your probably law degree as well as anything else. Best of luck, Mr. Bolton. Thanks for being here. John Bolton on the DJV program at 21 after the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My faves, 23 after the hour here on the DJB program. Victoria and I have John Legend in the background. Song called Bigger Love. Is this a reworking of the song Bigger Love?
No, this is a new song.
A new song, okay. Mm-hmm. Along with Mr. Legend, the Black Eyed Peas, Lady A, and many more, are set to take the stage during NBC's upcoming 44th annual Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. Craig Melvin from the Today Show. I must say, well, I don't watch these shows because they're on the air at the same time I'm on, although most of the people who've been on those shows over the years become family names. I haven't the slightest idea who Craig Melvin is. Anybody know who this guy is?
Yeah, I've seen him. Mm-hmm.
Where is he from? Is he in New York?
I have no idea.
A lot of the guys that get onto the Today Show are anchors on local news in New York.
He's very good. I like him. I don't know where he came from. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so he's the host of the Independence Day event, broadcast live from New York City. Additional performers confirmed for the telecast are The Killers, Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley, the National Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman. Because of the social distancing concerns that you can imagine are still part of the, it's just part of the reality. The 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular is going to look a bit different than it has in past years. This year, the event's being reimagined as a series of neighborhood shows around the five boroughs of New York. That's an interesting concept, Victoria, don't you think?
I like it. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I get it. They're trying to
broader.
Trick people so no
right.
one knows exactly where it's going to be.
Where they are. Right, exactly. That'll discourage the crowds. Fireworks displays launching unannounced at both land and water-based locations in New York on days leading up to the 4th. So I think they start tonight, as a matter of fact, various places. The telecast will include footage captured of each of these displays from this week, which, of course, culminate on July 4th, the grand finale, Saturday night. Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular set to air Saturday at 8 o'clock. That's 8 o'clock Eastern on NBC, and then the encore presentation will follow from 10 to 11. So it's on from 8 to 9, and then what do you think they have Sing Rich, probably an SNL episode. It's usually what they play on Saturday night, an old episode of SNL. So anyway, John Legend, good. The Black Eyed Peas, Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum, on the stage. Now it's 25 after, almost 26 past. I'm sad to report the passing of a guy who sang what became sort of an anthem on the radio, a song called Into the Night. This guy hit the notes, his voice, the strongest voice, pop voice, have been around since Howdy Doody. And I say that lovingly about Rick Astley because he looks like Howdy Doody. This guy wrote this song, and everybody, this was on every AC station and every 80s station ad nauseum for years. He died from complications at 73 of Parkinson's. Came from Cleveland, grew up in Maryland, joined the Navy, was in the Vietnam War, discharged from the service, went to New York to become a songwriter. He was on the staff of Mercury Records, wrote songs for Brenda Lee, Tommy James. In the late 70s, he became a performer, opening up for Richie Havens on tour in 77, and releasing his debut album, Thank God for Girls. Never Run,
Thank
Never
God
for Hide.
16-year-old girls, because that's what
the
song is about.
That's what the song is all about.
He was 33.
Yeah,
ew.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No. Well, that's, but I, that part of it didn't ever faze me. Just listening to this, crank this up a little bit, will you? There's something about this song. Yeah, this guy Gary Puck in the Union Gap sang the same song about a 16-year-old. Ringo did, "You're 16, you're beautiful." You're mine.
Creepy.
So everybody turns up their nose at that stuff now, but they didn't then. At any rate, he performed the last, I think the last performance was in 2017, playing and doing this song. Anyway, so the passing of Benny Martin. Listen to that. Crank that up. That's it. Yeah. That's the part of it that got me. Benny Mardonis, the focus, his passing here, 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several U.S. states continue to put reopening plans on hold as the coronavirus continues to surge again across the country. In Arizona, Texas, and parts of California, bars have now been ordered to close again. And in Florida, beaches in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach were ordered off limits for the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. Leading congressional Republicans say U.S. intelligence agencies do have info on a reported Russian plot aimed at killing American troops in Afghanistan, but the GOP lawmakers say that any U.S. response needs to wait until the intelligence agencies have reviewed all of the material. Some current and former intel officials have said that they're familiar with reports of Russia offering bounties to kill U.S. and allied forces. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
After weeks of protest in Seattle, business owners are getting frustrated with the autonomous zone. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Organizers of Seattle's CHOP are urging demonstrators to leave a tent encampment in the area and focus on an abandoned police precinct. Multiple acts of violence have been reported in and around the police-free zone over the past few weeks. Two people were critically wounded in a shooting near CHOP on Monday. One of the victims later died at the hospital. Joey Rodolfo is a Seattle business owner. He says, enough is enough regarding CHOP.
The city council said that they were going to take the CHOP zone down on Friday, and the agitators won that one. Then they said that it was going to happen Sunday. Agitators won again. Now they're saying it's Monday. So you know what happens when you keep moving the goalposts, right? The goalposts keep moving. This city is gotten so progressive here lately that I talked to my friends who own restaurants and other businesses, and I can tell you the crescendo keeps increasing here with people that are saying, we want out.
Yemen's raging civil war has created a ticking time bomb just off the country's Red Sea coast. The FSO Safer, a 45-year-old supertanker loaded with over 1 million barrels of crude oil, is caught between the warring sides and has been left to decay. Activists and officials warn the Safer could hemorrhage its cargo into the sea at any time with devastating consequences for nature and the already beleaguered people of Yemen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Audio, audio, wherefore art thou? This is the DJV program, a daily overview, excursion, if you will, into betterment, fun, reality, trending things, that sort of stuff. I remember, I was thinking of that, Victoria, Victoria is here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Remember when Charlie Sheen was doing Winning?
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
Oh, yeah.
Which is winning in you? Are you somebody who has doubts about most everything that you hear? Or do you have faith that what you're thinking is what is real? I think it's so hard to come up with, to turn the thermostat up on that, because it is, it's just so difficult. I find myself flummoxed every day trying to find out what is real. Like, I know what the lottery numbers are. I can look on the lottery page and, okay, those are the numbers. So that's not fake news. That's the truth. That's the number. That's the fact. By the way, did you see the story about that Michigan man that won $4 million in the instant lottery? He's done it twice.
Yeah, that's nuts.
$4 million lottery. He won.
I've never
twice.
Won more than $5 on a scratch off.
I won 10 a couple times. Mark Clark, or as we say here in New England, Mac Clack, South Rockwood, Michigan, scratched a ticket with a coin that was given to him by his late father 10 years ago. That was in December of 2017, and now a couple of weeks ago he won again. He doesn't know exactly why or how he keeps winning these big jackpots, but he thinks the most recent win may have been the result of somebody looking out for him. Excuse me, he said. I scratched the ticket off in the store with my coin my father gave me 10 years ago. We lost him about a year ago after some health struggles. I can't help think maybe that lucky coin helped me win again. So, God love him. Good for him. There's something. You don't doubt things like that, right? That's kind of the connection to the beyond that you can't really explain because you can't touch, you can't use the five senses. That's kind of what Your Hidden Power is about, another one of the broadcasts that I do, a focus on the sixth sense, if you will, and things and people who are connected to things that are unusual, whether it's astrology, using that to understand what's going on right now, the six planets that are in reverse. I don't know about you, Victoria, but this Mercury retrograde hasn't been great for me. Sometimes they're stiffer than others.
Yeah, this has been tough on my on all of my electronics.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of stuff just go kind of wonky.
Right. Well, this week, I think, sees the end of it. But we still have all these other planets in retrograde and staying there through most of the year. That's why our prediction of it being a tough year, whether it be because of the virus or because of the protests or because of the election, I think all three of them will have a hand, although I believe, frankly, that the virus is going to have a lessening hand as we get further on into the year. I just don't think, and this is backed up by a conversation that I had with our own Dr. Jack Stockwell earlier, the Wuhan virus, or whatever you want to call it, is kind of fizzling out, according to the doctor in Italy, who was the first one that was on the scene. Remember when we were talking about the Mossad has tracked why this went to Italy. Mossad is the Israeli secret police, like our CIA. They followed the courier who had the virus that was bringing it from China to Iran via Milan. The plane flew into Milan. It wasn't secure. The virus wasn't secure there and got out, and you saw what happened in Italy. And then when it got to Iran, it wasn't Iran. Although we haven't had a lot of reports lately, Iran really got slugged with this because of the freshness of the virus that was let out. Anyway, this doctor, do you want me to try to pronounce his name? Matteo Bassetti, I think is how. He's the head of the infectious disease unit at the...
I'm seeing a doctor. No, the claims are by Alberto Zangrillo.
Okay.
He's the one who is he's not the head of anything. He was a doctor, and he's the one who said that the virus clinically no longer exists in Italy. Mm-hmm. And so he is the head of one of the San Raffaele Hospital in Milan, and of course that is where that's the worst hit region in Italy. The problem though is I understand what he's saying, but the problem though is a lot of other epidemiologists have come forward, including the World Health Organization's leader and their emergencies director.
World Health Organization we know has been discredited pretty much across the board.
Well, but I don't think that you can discredit every single person who works for the World Health Organization.
No, that's not smart either. I agree with you there.
I'm just saying that there are other experts who are coming out now disagreeing with what this doctor in Italy says and said that the virus didn't just overnight decide to become less pathogenic, and it didn't just become on its own volition that it's, you know, not as strong as
mutating.
It was.
Though it's mutating, and that's what people who are the other side of this, Victoria, is that there's so much money to be made selling people on this vaccine or other means of getting rid of the virus. It was a sales job to begin with, because I think even though it was dangerous and a lot of people have died and people will still die from getting it, the course of action that was taken by government leaders of the world, whether it be medical, political, whatever, I think it outweighed the significance, not discounting the 200,000 people that will have died in our country, or so far, I mean, the Chinese have lost 2, 3, maybe 4 million people to this, and another couple of million around the world. So it's nothing to sneeze at, pardon the pun. But to have had it have the impact on people's lives that it has by shutting everything down for 4 or 5 months, it's a stretch for me. And who knows what would have happened if we hadn't shut down. I believe completely that wearing a mask and social distancing is working and has worked.
Well, that's what a lot of other doctors are saying, is that, you know, it's not that the virus is less potent, it's that we're dealing with it better. And so that's why it's a dangerous message to say, okay, well, it's over. It's not as strong as it was. And no one needs to wear a mask. And no one, you know, everyone can go out to concerts.
I agree with
that.
I agree with you. I don't
think
that's
a smart thing to do. But, people hear what they want to hear. And if they get a little sense of one doctor saying, oh, well, it's not as potent as it was. Oh, okay, great. I can ease up on
my own. You do that at your own risk. I mean, I guess think about it.
It's not at anyone's own risk anymore.
Well, it's other people. But I'm saying you may get it in the neck as well as somebody else that you you're selfish. If in my mind, that's the word I use. If you're not wearing a mask and you don't practice social distancing, you're a selfish son of a bitch.
Are a lot of people who are not doing those things.
I understand that. And the question comes on what are the best masks. I have been asked this question more times than you can count because I had some masks made for my farm for all the people there. They're cow masks. And they were made from special cloth. We got it, I think, on Amazon that helps to spread the virus out in public. It's difficult when you look at the people who are trying to exercise with the mask, not
Adidas
easy.
Adidas makes they make a lot of sports masks now.
Yes, now they
Under Armour
yeah.
and Adidas.
Right.
And yeah.
Yep, yeah. But I think you always should be aware. I just think that there are some masks that have filters. Some masks do not. Just putting a cloth mask on may help you to a certain extent. I think maybe the word you're looking for here is fraudulent. The people who oppose wearing masks kind of create a fraudulent exemption for themselves. They're kidding themselves, and they're being socially irresponsible when it comes to other people. It's very selfish. Anyway, have you seen some of these pretty stylish masks? Some of these designs, mine were kind of cute. The cow masks were actually, if I do say so myself, kind of cute. I don't know what else I can say about it. I just think if you're at the beach, we're going to, have a lot of celebrating this week because of the 4th of July. It's wearing a mask. Some people say that it'll give you CO2 poisoning. That's why you gotta wear the right masks. It's gotta be a breathable sort of a mask, right? Have you seen any of that stuff about the masks I think the word they use is expressive. They don't let you express whatever's coming, the oxygen or the wind is coming out of your body you're not able to push it away from you, and so that could be dangerous. But anyway, there are some people who have face mask exempt ID cards that are circulating online that are fake.
Of course they're fake.
Right.
Yeah.
It says on it, I am exempt from any ordinance requiring face mask usage in public. And it has the seal of America on it and some phony department the Department of Justice. And, just be careful about that. Not that I think you should get tickets when you don't wear them, but I think you should be shamed into wearing them if that happens,
Well, it's been causing a lot of, confrontations.
It has. Do you know the Slotsky's deli chain? Do you have those in New Jersey?
Aren't they pickles?
Well,
they
sell pickles,
itself,
but there's a big deli chain called Slotsky's that's around. And this, I remember seeing the first time we went into one, no shirt, no shoes, no Slotsky's. Well, now their sign is no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service, no Slotsky's.
Right.
Which kind of makes the point. Anyway, and again, the warning for people who are younger, you are not immune.
Mm-mm.
You may have a stronger immune system than most, and all people should be working to enhance their immune system by any means possible, eating well, taking supplements, that sort of thing. The one thing that we were talking about earlier was the dermatology thing. I have that report somewhere. How some people wearing some of these masks are getting skin irritation, because the mask is not appropriate. Some of the stuff that the mask are being made out of is stuff that will irritate your skin. I saw one company making the stuff out of the same things that you make slippers out of. And it's, hello.
yeah, that seems weird.
Yeah. But if you go to Amazon, for example, the top-selling mask there is pretty much approved by doctors and nurses.
I just wear the ones that, like, you know, that doctors and nurses wear, the disposable, they're the blue ones that you see everywhere now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Right, those are medical.
Medical
those are the
masks,
medical.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Right. There is there were a group, I don't know, I think they closed them down now, of bars making a point to their patrons. You can't, the people at the door had gas masks on, and people inside at the bars serving liquor had beekeeper suits on. To sort of make the point, if you know what I mean. All right, let me make a point that's important. Most of you have been spending a lot of time at home. So, how about you join the millions of people who listen to this program, who live in our country, who have changed the quality of their sleep by using MyPillow, MyPillows. Right now, you can buy one, get one free, the BOGO deal. That pricing extends to all of the MyPillows, to all of the towel sets, to all of the go-anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza sheets, you name it. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and then there is that book that the founder, Mike Lindell, wrote. If you decide you want to read that, your entire MyPillow order ships free, and you'll get a $25 gift card for your next purchase at MyPillow.com. So don't miss this opportunity to buy one and get one free on the pillows at MyPillow.com, the duvet covers at MyPillow.com, whatever is there, go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page, use the promo code DJV. Again, radio listener specials page, all the BOGO deals are there at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Anyone remember Dr. McCoy from Star Trek? He had a tricorder, a small medical device that scanned his patients. And that's the idea behind MedWand, winner of this year's CES Last Gadget Standing. Developer Dr. Samir Kamar explains.
So it's the size of a computer mouse. There's a wireless version that's coming out. Otherwise, it's tethered to your computer with a USB port. And it has 10 diagnostic devices, the most commonly used diagnostic devices in today. It has a stethoscope, so the doctor can actually listen to your organ systems from a distance. It has an otoscope that goes into your ear, so the doctor can actually see into your ear. It has an ophthalmoscope that can look into your eye behind your pupil into your retina. It also has several vital signs, including an oxygen level sensor, a respiratory rate sensor, and a heart rate sensor as well.
And it has a lot more. Head over to MedWand.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That's screwy, booey, hooey Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan.
And not Judy Garland. Sounds a little bit like her.
Star maid, if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood.
Huh. I can't pinpoint that voice. Nita O'Day. Okay. Great singer. She's actually a fabulous sort of jazz singer. So that's good to know. Jennifer, wait a minute, Jennifer. Oh, I was thinking Chuck Curry is here. Jennifer Hudson has unveiled the trailer for Respect. Did you see it yet, Chucker? The Aretha Franklin movie? Boy, this looks good to me. Good. Oh, it looks fabulous. It was on the BET Awards.
Will it come out in the next 3 years? What do you think?
December. It's supposed to premiere in December. Yeah. Yep. So you think it will? I think things are going to calm down, at least as far as that's concerned. I think there are going to be other things that will be upsetting.
I was trying to search for some theme music to talk about something current or what we'll see in the future, but I had a hard time doing that today. That's why we played the generic Hooray for Hollywood. And here's the thing. AMC, which was supposed to open their theaters mid-July, has now kicked the can a little bit and will open the theaters at the end of July. Here's the thing, is just there is no product to show. The theaters that are opening up in July are basically showing classic revival films, which is okay as a pit stop, but long term it's not a viable product
of the movies.
You know, for multiplexes. But you're not gonna fill 10 or 12 screens with you know, classic films. You gotta have new product. Right. So they really are. Like a lot of different, you know, there are a handful of industries that are thriving in this environment, but sports and entertainment, concert halls, obviously much more challenging. So they really are waking up every day and just punting the ball with hoping for, something that happens
so
in the short term.
Let me ask you a question. With all of the discussion of racial inequity or racial equality that is a part of our discussion these days. How many of those films, if you went back like to Sidney Poitier and the early movies, I would think they'd get an audience, frankly. I'd like to go back and see some of that stuff that came about in the 60s and the 70s as a result of the movement. He's an excellent actor, been in a lot of movies, and there are plenty of others like that. Wouldn't that get an audience?
It would temporarily, but I'm talking, you know, like the first film that will reportedly be released now at the end of July is a movie called Unhinged with Russell Crowe, which is really a B-movie that they paid Russell Crowe, who plays a unhinged road rage driver. It's a pretty good trailer. So let's just say that opens, and then Disney's already kicked Mulan further, and Warner Brothers has kicked Tenet further. They keep getting delayed and delayed. It'll come almost exhausting, and then I could just see the studios just saying, you know what, let's just wait to 2021. But where and what kind of shape does that put, you know, multiplexes? And I think some of the smaller chains, like there's a chain called the Alamo, which does really cool inventive stuff with revivals, and they could have like Arnold Schwarzenegger-a-thons. They'll show five Arnold movies on one Saturday, and they're able to serve, you know, alcohol and food. So they can get, you know, one day could pay their rent for a month. That's how creative a theater like the Alamo is. But multiplexes just simply rely on the mass public showing up for new product. And if they have no new product, sustaining themselves financially will get harder and harder. It's hard already, but the longer it goes on, the more problematic from a financial point of view, it can become dire, no doubt.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I hate to be negative. I don't want to be negative. But I look at, you know, in terms of what's being produced, nothing is being produced. They can't get, you know, cast and crew on.
Yeah, but they're putting. My son tells me that there's a lot of activity that's planned for late July. A lot of the shows that would be.
Yeah, but they keep saying plan again. They keep saying plan.
Well,
and you know, and then when it gets closer,
and his wife works in the business, and his mother-in-law works in the business, and they're all back to work. They're writing,
well,
they're producing, they're, the thing that they're going to require.
Are they filming? Yeah, they're writing. They're writing. You know,
no, they're not going to be filming until next month. Hello, Chucker. Yeah. Knock, knock.
I hear you.
They're not filming until next month, which is normally when they would be preparing anyway. What's being required on the sets is that everybody has to wear a mask except when you're on set.
Camera.
If you're an actor, you're on the set, obviously you're not going to wear a mask. But the people on the stage, the production staff, has to wear a mask. So anyway, I see that Netflix is being sued by the Sherlock Holmes estate. Did you see that?
Really? No.
Yeah, there's a book that's based on a Nancy Springer's book series, The Enola Holmes Mysteries.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.